WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear of new fires in Southern California. The reason Santa Ana winds are back and they are strong, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
Lots of questions for President-elect Donald Trump's pick to head the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth questioned about his statements concerning women in combat and other issues. Today, several more cabinet picks, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, will be before Senate committees. President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight. The inauguration of Donald Trump will be held on Monday. ABC sources confirming that tech moguls Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg will be alongside Elon Musk in the front row for the ceremony. This is ABC News. Coyotes making more appearances in the nation's cities.
Police in Chicago had to pull a coyote from a grocery store refrigerator after the animal ended up in the produce section, hiding beneath the fine cheeses.
What's the nature of the emergency?
One day earlier at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, a United flight hit a coyote during takeoff, forcing pilots to divert the plane back to the airport. Sightings are on the rise in urban areas across the country. Experts say factors include more green spaces in our cities and the availability of lots of food, from trash to small pets.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A battle over access to online porn makes it to the Supreme Court today. Justices hearing a challenge to a new Texas law requiring pornography sites to verify users are 18 or older. Critics claim the law violates the First Amendment. Supporters argue that without age verification, it's too easy for minors to access explicit material. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. It'll also get a little breezy by later today, our high 21. Tonight, light snow, less than a half inch of accumulation, our low 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 35 by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired
that stood
if I'd
for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Well, today we start to turn the corner as far as weather is concerned. The wind should start dying down and temperatures should start improving. We'll get the weather details for you on a Wednesday. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, on the way. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Welcome to the Midwest Farm Report. You are going to hear a lot of me this morning. We've got a couple different guests bringing your way. Catching up with Ashley Hewen in the new calendar year. Steffes Group is starting to book all of their events for 2025. And he says, as far as prices on those auction items, staying pretty firm. We'll hear from Ashley. We're also going to catch up this morning with a beef producer from the Chilton area. His name is Jared Geiser, and he is one of the graduates from the inaugural class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute, and now they're getting ready to bring in their second class. Jared's going to tell us a little bit more about why he finds real value in sharing his story as a beef producer, and he found it through that Beef Leadership Institute. Weather-wise, like I said, the winds should start dying down today. Clouds in the forecast, daytime highs today, right around 21 degrees. But when you've got a wind out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour, we still have wind chills. Tonight, we do have a chance of snow before midnight. Otherwise, Thursday, sunshine, highs near 33, with winds out of the northwest that still will be gusting to 25 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, 40 degrees, but still some noticeable winds. Saturday, sunny and 23 before we start cooling back down. Sunday, daytime high, not much better than 5 above. Don't want to steal all the thunder from Stu Muck. He's on the way in about 15 minutes.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
You see the headlines all the time, consumers confused by food labels. Well, not if they shop at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, asking you to take a closer look at the food labels at Bavaria Sausage. You know, they are working towards making sure when you take a look at whatever product they've got in the store, you know exactly what it is. They're using different colors. They're also making sure that there's a picture on that label to help you better understand the protein source that you're looking at. It's all about making sure they're combining the old world flavors, the artisan blends, and making sure that you understand when there's something new in the showcase, what is it and where did it come from? Simple information, easily understood. And of course, there's always someone there to answer your questions if you've got them. Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, located also online, BavariaSausage.com. Old recipes, new labels. Take a look.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Those federal milk marketing orders, they have been on the agenda for a little while, from the surveys to the write-ups to the finalization. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, and I get to talk to one of those people that has figured out the federal milk marketing orders as they're written, or at least he's interpreted those federal milk marketing orders. And I've got Leonard Polzin. He is the dairy market and policy outreach specialist for UW-Madison Extension. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid right off, and let's talk federal milk marketing orders. They were written up, and were they passed?
So right now, we're in the process of collecting votes. So all of the votes that producers and cooperatives submitted have to be received to USDA, to the order administrators, by January 15th. So once that happens, then the formal vote counting process takes place. And then once that's complete, we'll be notified. And then from there, the implementation timeline begins. So they'll put out a notice 30 days prior to any sort of implementation, right? And then that's, you know, kind of the official start as to when some of these changes will be coming through.
What were some of the major changes that happened, and what does that new federal milk marketing order look like?
So, great question. When we take a look at some of the key elements of what this, you know, what the new changes are going to be, the first one is the change in standard melt composition. So, for protein, it'll be, we're at 3.1% and we'll be up to 3.3%. Other solids, we are currently at 5.9% and we're going to be bumping that up to 6%. Non-fat solids, we're at 9% and we'll be bumping that up to 9.3%. So basically what this means is that, you know, over time we've seen in the marketplace that we're getting more and more pounds of solids per hundredweight of milk produced, right? So what this does is it tries to realign what we're seeing in the actual marketplace with production of solids, so that way the producer gets more of the value of the milk that they're selling to the processor accounted for by increasing these component levels. So we should see some increase in producer paycheck or producer pay price, right, because the math is accounting for more of the solids in a portion of how their paycheck is calculated, right? So it's important to remember that this accounts for a portion of their pay price, not the entire thing, right? So especially up here in the Midwest, we are on component pricing, right? So you're already getting, you know, those component prices. What this accounts for is that portion when we take a look at end product pricing, and we take a look at how some of the math is back calculated for, like I say, that portion of your milk check will be then increasing from that change.
A few other changes that we want to make note of for those federal milk marketing orders.
So the other one is the removal of barrel cheese from Class 3 pricing. So right, so we'll still have blocks. Right now we have blocks and barrels, but barrel cheese will be removed. USDA is believes that that you know, that just using that one product seems to be more representative of the marketplace. And kind of the impacts on that can go either way. But right now, we'll put that in the neutral category as far as producer pay price for current market conditions. The other change is increasing make allowance for the manufacturing make allowance for cheese, butter, NDM, dry whey. This is the one that is probably on most people's radar and has the most questions, right? And the reason that for that is this, when you start calculating impacts on producer pay price, there's two of them that make the biggest difference. One of them is this, the make allowance. And especially here in the upper Midwest, where a lot of our utilization goes to cheese, that's where we're going to see, you know, the negative impacts on producer pay price is going to be coming from that make allowance, right? And just like we talked about before, people ask me, well, how can we need a make allowance, right? Well, we have this thing called end product pricing, where we try to take a wholesale price of that commodity, like wholesale cheese, wholesale butter, and then from that back calculate how much the producer receives for their components, fat, protein, other solids. In order to do that, we need to have something in the middle that says, hey, we need to account for the cost of transforming this raw milk into this end product in order to get those component values. So just based on the way that that math formula has to work is why we have that make allowance start with.
And this make allowance in dollars and cents, what does it look like?
You know, when we take a look at where we're going to see prices change when it comes to component values and Class 3 values. Now, mind you, all of this is not specifically make allowance, but, you know, a good portion of it is. You know, we'll see something like 60 cents lower in component values, which kind of comes out to just shy of 10 cents per hundredweight on class prices. So, the The hope here is that, you know, if we do increase make allowance, there's some argument that that over order premiums, right, premium for cell count, premium quality premiums, things like this, has went away as make allowance hasn't kept up with the cost of processing. So over the long run, the hope is that this would hopefully account for some of that, so then we would start to see some premium come back into the producer pay price. That's the theory. Hopefully it plays out. The other two things that are changes is the reversion back to the higher of the advanced class 3 or class 4 skim milk price for that class 1 skim price. So a lot of times people call it the higher of or the average of. Right now we're on the average of plus 74 cents. We're reverting back to the higher of. In the short run here, or in the immediate, we would expect that that would increase some producer pay price as well, simply because the average of, you know, if you're averaging something, you need to have a very long time period in order to make up, you know, these fluctuations. So we should see some bump in producer pay price for that. And the other place where we do see some big difference in different parts of the U.S. where it will increase pay price is in what we call this class 1 differentials. So class 1 differentials are what we call the spatial or geographic component of milk pricing, where we take milk from surplus areas, right, where there's a lot of production, and put them in deficit areas. Deficit areas, as you can imagine, are, say, the coasts, right? Specifically the East Coast, Southeast, Florida, things like this. So in different parts of the country where we're, you know, incentivizing that movement of fluid milk into those areas, we will see some class prices higher in those areas. So kind of the big takeaway from this is that in aggregate, when you look at it from a national level and producer pay price, you know, impacts are going to be, you know, fairly a level to increase, right? So all milk price, when we take a look at a national level in the first year of implementation, down slightly, and then the second year down a little more. But after that, we would expect that we would see all milk price to increase nationally. But the big thing with that is that there's a lot of regional implications with this, and that's simply based on where milk is utilized. So, and here in the upper Midwest, you know, we make cheese, right? And since most of our utilization goes to cheese, we're not going to be able to pick up as much of those other benefits that other regions of the U.S. that have more class 1, class 2 utilization in their milk will.
And that's an update on the federal milk marketing order from Leonard Polzin, Dairy Market and Policy Outreach Specialist with UW-Madison Extension. And I'm Joe Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Donald Trump's inaugural committee has received $170 million in contributions, and it's expected to reach $200 million, almost double his 2017 total. Yes, the contributions pay for inaugural balls, but inaugural funds are also a vehicle for corporate pay-to-play contributions, currying favor for federal contracts, lenient legislation, or access to the president. The Associated Press reported January 9th that the totals were far beyond President Trump's $107 million in 2017 and President Biden's $62 million in 2021. The Federal Election Commission oversees inaugural contributions, and any donation of $200 or more must be reported. But 90 days after the contribution is made and long after the spotlight is gone. There are no individual or corporate contribution limits, and only foreign nationals are barred from donating. Among the known 2024 inaugural donors, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and Boeing all made public statements when they donated $1 million each. Energy company Chevron said in a statement to Reuters, "Chevron has a long tradition of celebrating democracy by supporting the inaugural committees of both parties." Or perhaps they're sending a message to someone. We have more on the pay-to-play history of inaugurations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next NWSCO weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Going to persist.
Well, they're still indicating today the Santa Anas, you know, coming out of the valleys from the desert could very well be peaking up to about 60 or 65 miles per hour.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Everybody's thinking about them and how they're still trying to fight against it. Here in Wisconsin, we have to prepare for not quite that strong a wind, but they're going to be noticeable today, aren't they?
They'll start to pick up here a little later today, Pam. Tonight, certainly gusting up to 25, even 30-mile-per-hour gusts. And unfortunately, that makes it feel chilly, but our thermometer is going to indicate something a little different, and that is the temperatures will be moderating, warming today a little better than yesterday, even warmer then on into Thursday and Friday. Yes, breezy as that mild air builds in, but we'll still have to be putting up with a chilly feel, but if you can find somewhere out of the wind, it's not going to seem quite so cold. Has to do with an Alberta Clipper-type system, just a weak warm front out to our west this morning. The radar only indicating snow in very far northwest Minnesota back to central North Dakota, but we all see some chance of snow even late today in far northwest Wisconsin, mostly overnight in the rest of the state, not going to amount to much. A little dusting, less than an inch. Oh, if you get an inch, you're going to be the lucky ones, and that system zips through, and what it will allow is for more mild air to enter the state, so those temperatures warm right up into Thursday and Friday. It all sounds great. And then they pull the rug out from under us. We start dropping off pretty quickly for Saturday. And by Sunday and Monday, single-digit daytime highs, maybe staying below zero in the far north as we head toward next Monday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Alrighty, Stu, let us know what we've got to deal. Let's just go 24 hours at a time because it's going to, like you said, it's going to change pretty dramatically between now and Sunday.
Yeah, there are a lot of changes happening in that little time. Today, we'll have a little sun. The clouds will develop and build, and there could be some snow in the northwest and western Wisconsin already late today. Temps pushing up toward the low 20s for most of us, upper teens in the far northwest, and the southwest winds increase 5 to 15, gusting to 15 or 20 here later in the day. More clouds and that light snow expected in the night, not going to accumulate too much. Temps drop back into the upper teens for a while, even rising in the west, rising up into the low 20s later tonight, and that's even as winds become west 5 to 15, gusts to 25 or 30. Snow ending already by early Thursday, partly sunny skies, more clouds in the north, Pam, probably pushing toward the low and mid-30s on Thursday, and I'd say in the 30s, maybe a 40 in southern Wisconsin Friday, but still wind gusts up to 25 or better. And then when it gets colder this weekend.
Yeah, let's just stop right there because I'm seeing some of the numbers for next week, and it's bone-chilling just reading the forecast. All right, my friend, sounds good. Thanks.
You bet.
Stumach, ag meteorologist with our Compure Financial ag weather update. Compure Financial is your financial partner, whether it's agriculture or rural lifestyle. Check it out at compure.com. Resources available there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear of new fires in Southern California. The reason Santa Ana winds are back and they are strong, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
Lots of questions for President-elect Donald Trump's pick to head the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth questioned about his statements concerning women in combat and other issues. Today, several more cabinet picks, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, will be before Senate committees. President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight. The inauguration of Donald Trump will be held on Monday. ABC sources confirming that tech moguls Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg will be alongside Elon Musk in the front row for the ceremony. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwaba. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The
the Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we would just make shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first play. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-68. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette, on the road in Chicago, went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join us co-host. Trump proposes an external revenue service. Can you reduce the size of government by creating more government agencies? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. It'll also get a little breezy by later today, our high 21. Tonight, light snow, less than a half inch of accumulation, our low 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 35 by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Actuated by him, and I would say those numbers today are 60% maybe that would want him back.
You know, honestly, one of the reasons why I love my job and have no problem getting out of bed in the wee hours of the morning is because I'm going to get a chance to jump in the truck and head out to the country, catch up with farmers and find their story. And that's exactly what I got a chance to do in the Chilton area. When I visited with Jared Geiser, he and his father, Luke, along with family members, are running River Edge Farms, a beef operation just outside of Chilton. He is a member of the inaugural class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. Now they're looking for the next class. And Jared wants to make sure that other beef producers know what this opportunity is all about. Had a wonderful conversation with him. Stick around. That's one of the items on the way. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke on this, a chilly 15th day of January. You know, everybody's talking about the fires in L.A. That's kind of the area the Green Bay Packers were in back in 1967. On this day, 1967, the Packers won the very first Super Bowl. They played against the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the Packers were coached by Vince Lombardi, and that game was held at Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles. Over 61,000 fans that were in attendance, but could have seated a whole bunch more. And if you're curious, the Packers collected $15,000 per player for the victory, the Chiefs $7,500 per player, the largest single-game shares in the history of team sports at that time. Packers win the first Super Bowl on this day, 1967, out in Los Angeles. On this day in 1973, Richard Nixon ordered a ceasefire in Vietnam. Didn't really stick, though. They kept on fighting until the capture of Saigon by the Vietnamese People's Army on April 30th, 1975. But a ceasefire ordered on this day, 1973. On this day, 2001, Wikipedia went online. How many times have you tapped into that resource? Happy birthdays today to actress Regina King. She is 54. And the cha-cha girl, Chiro, she is 74 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. That's the website you want to check out for all the latest happenings and trends, STEFFESgroup.com. Or if you're thinking about an auction this year, always encourage you to pick up the phone and give them a call, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group along with us. And this is the time of the year where we like to kind of take a look back, Ashley. Almost every week of 2024, you were telling me how prices were remaining firm. Things were looking good. What's going on when you look back at 2024 and some of the interesting trends, but maybe besides price? What did you see?
You know, besides price, last year we did 598 auctions. They were conducted over 24 states and one auction in Canada. Obviously, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. More from Canada to come, but you know, price-wise, we even had one auction that was just that Friday after the New Year's holiday, and still off-the-farm prices still remain steady. And that's, you know, you look at farmers and how they want to buy. They still want to buy from another farmer more so than any kind of consignment or dealer auction.
Well, we've talked about that. People doing people business is what auctioneering's all about. And now looking again, we said it's a little bit slow right now because people are just kind of still doing end-of-the-year books and things like that. But as you kind of take a look forward for 2025, still staying busy?
I think we're going to be busy, yeah. You know, even though the auctions aren't happening right now, we're still booking auctions every day. This is the time of year where we do just a ton of appraisals, people getting set for their operating notes for the next year and a lot of planning. So, yeah, we're talking to people about booking auctions right now. Of course, we'll have a catalog deadline coming up that first week of February again, which really isn't that far away when you look at the calendar right now.
No, that's for sure. And another thing that the Steffes Group is very, very active in, getting to meet you at some of our industry trade shows. In fact, Ashley, we'll be seeing you and probably Randy Kath at Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. That's the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells on February 6th and 7th. That's usually a big conversation piece for you guys.
Yeah, we'll be there. We've had a booth there for a really long time. It's fun to sit and see some of the technology things that are coming out as far as equipment goes, but also just to get a chance to talk to the farmers and what they're seeing. And of course, they want to know what the trends are, what their stuff is worth, and we can help them with that.
Absolutely. If you've got any questions, folks, about that type of thing, value on the farm, your equipment, your livestock, your land, whatever it is, the Steffes Group can help you out. I encourage you to check out their website right away and see some of the information that's ready for 2025 and maybe take a look back at some of the auctions from 2024 if you're still trying to get a benchmark on something. SteffesGroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group.com, or call them 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn with the Steffes Group along with us.
Rising energy costs impacting your farm's profits?
Focus on Energy is here to help with increased incentives for energy-efficient upgrades in 2025. Save money and energy for years to come.
Take the first step toward lowering utility bills. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness today.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, proudly supporting Wisconsin farmers since 2001.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke. We're keeping an eye on a story out of Germany where their agriculture ministry said for the first time in nearly 40 years, they have detected their first outbreak of foot and mouth disease. Now, foot and mouth disease is deadly to cloven-hooved ruminants, so cattle, pigs, sheep, and goats. It doesn't threaten humans at all, but it's very contagious. Now, according to Germany's agriculture ministry, they have detected that it was found in a herd of water buffalo on the outskirts of Berlin. Now, yesterday, they thought that that was going to shut down all movement of dairy and meat outside of Germany to the European Union. Today, they say because of their eradication zone around this particular herd and the fact that they don't believe it went any farther, they're going to allow sales to continue. But it's a story I'll keep an eye on. Again, Germany with their first case of foot and mouth disease in almost 40 years in a water buffalo herd. Something we'll keep an eye on. Markets this morning are trending lower in Chicago. Just not a lot of news to really get anything going here. Export sales weren't too bad yesterday, but not enough to offset last week's World Ag Supply Demand Report and the big crop that South America's looking at. So far this morning, we've got that March cash crop up a penny at 475 on corn. December new crop corn's unchanged at 456. March soybeans, the cash price that farmers need to know if they're selling today, up a penny at 1048. November new crop beans, if they're thinking about the crop they're going to grow, that's up only a half right now at 1050. March wheat is down three at 543. July new crop down 2.5 right now at 566. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to 187. 40-pound block cheese was also down a penny at 190. Double A butter on Tuesday, 3.75 cents lower to 257.5. On Wednesday morning, February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3 at 1982. The March Class 3 milk is up 3 at 1968 a hundredweight.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Earl Ingram.
There may be lead contamination at your children's school. On the next show, we'll discuss the latest statement from Milwaukee Public Schools with Black and the campaign for lead-free water.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
In Wisconsin. His name is Jared Geiser, and he's a member of the inaugural class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. Now they're looking for the next class of beef leadership. This checkoff chat brought to you courtesy of our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales. Remember, they've been supporting the community and the livestock industry since 1922. Find out more about their latest updates online at equitycoop.com. So I pulled into the driveway. Jared was there along with his dad, Lucas. They're always so welcoming of the general public to learn more about their cow-calf operation. So I jumped in the truck with Jared and asked him to basically start off telling me more about River Edge Farm outside of Chilton.
Sure, Pam. So we're a century farm. We've been here since 1921. Our farm has transitioned from a dairy operation to a fully cow-calf and cash crop operation. We finish our own steers and direct market those locally in our local community, as well as sell some seed stock, Sim Angus, bulls and heifers throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the reason we're talking to Jared is he is a recent graduate within the past 12 months of the first Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute training program. Now, first, tell me what intrigued you. You're a busy young man. You work not only on the farm with Dad, but off the farm as well. What intrigued you to put a application in for the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute?
Yeah, the initial application was really interesting, right? It's a very diverse, multiple skill sets, multiple exposures to different facets of the beef industry that, you know, I don't see on a day-to-day basis, right? We're very busy on the farm, but this industry is really big. There's a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of different facets, a lot of different ways to spin this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many different ways that you can help the industry, not just by producing, but really the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute is about your voice to the non-farm public.
Yeah, and that's a big takeaway I got from the program, right? We all talk about, you know, radio programs like this, about getting the community involved, but we're all individuals. We all have different perspectives on the industry. We all have our own stories to share. So it was a little bit of a motivation of, hey, I want to share my own story, but I don't necessarily know how to do that. Yeah. This was a really great program and really, really motivated me to do that more.
Well, and I was laughing when I pulled in the yard because I've been to this farm before. Dad Luke has been very engaging with the general public, inviting people to the farm to learn a little bit more about animal care, et cetera. So you've seen some of that demonstrated.
Yeah, we've definitely seen some of that demonstrated. Like I said, I've got some great examples to learn from and in the past, but we've kind of taken it another step farther, right? We're really engaged on social media now. We actually hosted a social media influencer event this year through Wisconsin Beef Council. You know, we had about 15 social media influencers, if you will, that we hosted a dinner on the farm and talked about our beef production cycle, talked about the beef industry. And that base has about 48,000 followers. So it's really kind of this multiplier effect, right? Of, hey, we take one step and talk about our story and it multiplies and multiplies. That's the really exciting thing that can come from a program like this.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. They are now accepting applications until February 15th, go to beeftips.com or also wisconsincattlemen.com. This is a collaborative effort between the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. They put it together basically to train future leaders in Wisconsin's cattle industry. Now, remember, the beef checkoff is funded by your checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, completely separate. Now, like we said, Jared, you've been through this program and you understand the delineation on those lines, right?
Yeah. You know, Wisconsin Beef Council, like you said, is that producer-led. It's a nonprofit organization using those $1 per head checkoff dollars to fund beef promotion. Half of those dollars go to the national organization as national projects, as well as 50 cents of every dollar stays in the state to run programs like this,
yes.
Right? Talk about engaging our public, building beef demand for those producers in Wisconsin, and really engaging our public. Wisconsin Cattlemen's is a grassroots producer volunteer organization that really focuses more on the local, regional, and national politics, lobbying for the future of the beef industry and discussing those things, meeting with legislators to really kind of push our industry forward.
Tell me a little bit more about what you did as part of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. As you mentioned, just recently hosting influencers, what was the coursework like, Jared, and what kind of resonated with you as you were going through?
Yeah. So they broke it up into four. It's four segments, and this upcoming program is about the same. The first one is really finding your voice. It's a national training with Wisconsin or with National Cattlemen's, really diving into your strengths and talents and talking about, hey, those public speaking techniques. Hey, have you thought about these techniques? At that same point, we toured the new UW-Madison Meat Science Lab. You know, again, talking about the different segments of the industry. Hey, maybe we're a beef producer. We really haven't gotten into the processing industry.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the real fun one there was engaging in media training, right? How do we have a conversation like this, right? Not everybody's as easy to talk to as you, Pam. But it's kind of fun to be able to say, hey, how do I make sure that my point is let across and do that clearly? The second one was, you know, really engaging with Wisconsin Cattlemen's Summer Tour as really a networking event, touring some other operations, looking at, hey, maybe this is a different way to do things, and just networking with producers across the state. The third session is actually advocating for Wisconsin agriculture with Wisconsin Cattlemen's leading that one. You know, as a young producer, I really never would have thought I would have spent a day in the state capitol sitting across the desk from our legislators, right? That's just not something I would have thought about.
Yeah.
But was actually really fun, really engaging, right? The people that we vote for that are working for us truly are, and to be able to have those high-level discussions and even talk about, hey, life on the farm isn't always great, but thank you guys for doing the work, and here's how you can help us, was really, really interesting. As well as the final session in February is the annual meeting with Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and that's ultimately the graduation, again, a networking piece there.
Yeah. You know, again, we're talking with Jared Geiser just outside of Chilton River Edge Farms. He is a graduate of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute, their inaugural class. Now they're looking for the second group of participants. And one thing you touched on, Jared, is you don't have to be an expert. That's kind of the reason for the Leadership Institute. Don't be intimidated by, I've never done an interview. Don't be intimidated by, I've never been at the state capitol. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, we're looking for somebody that's, you know, at least 18 and has a beef or dairy background. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be living on a working farm. It can be allied industries. It can be, you know, really anything. We had a really diverse group of people in the first class, and it was really good to be able to share experiences, talk about, oh, this is my perspective on the industry, or here's where I think I fit,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to debate some of those things and ultimately talk about, hey, we're all on the same team. We're all looking to grow and promote the beef industry.
Mm-hmm.
How can we do that more?
Yes, sir. He's all in telling the story of Wisconsin beef. Jared Geiser from Chilton River Edge Farm, a family farm operation celebrating being around for a century. And now he's encouraging other beef producers in Wisconsin to engage in the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. The application process is now open. You can find out more by going to beeftips.com or wisconsincattleman.com. This update brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales Barns, supporting the livestock industry in Wisconsin and the community as a whole since 1922. Visit them at equitycoop.com. You can also hear more of my conversation with Jared Geiser on our podcast, MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget, keep tuning in on social media starting this afternoon. We're headed to Green Bay for Dairy Strong. Ben Jarbo in the big chair tomorrow morning. Stay warm, folks.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is there economic opportunity ahead for U.S. agriculture? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If the overall economy is doing well, individual segments of that economy will do well. Matt Roberts is an independent ag economist from Ohio.
We're not living in an awful time. In fact, we are actually living at like the absolute peak of human civilization. Okay? There's never been a time in history where people have been healthier or happier or wealthier than this moment right now.
So there's your rising tide, says Roberts.
If you want to know what has been behind the explosive growth of agriculture over the past four decades, it's right here. All right, and almost everything good that has happened to almost every sector of agriculture in which we operate in is right here. Okay, it's exploding wealth globally.
Robert says the percentage of the world's population living in extreme poverty has declined by two-thirds in the last 25 years. But with that, he says, comes a more discriminating food consumer.
Wealth is not only the source of probably nearly everything and the prices that we've had over the past few decades, it's also the problem.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Maggie Dawn.
Top of the show at 2 p.m. I dissect Jack Smith's January 6th insurrection report. You're not going to want to miss this lawyer lady breaking it down for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest toll of the Southern California wildfires, 25 people killed, thousands of homes destroyed. With Santa Ana winds expected back in Southern California today, people who lost everything in the Los Angeles wildfires are starting to realize a new normal. Jen Wang has been talking to her three children who lost their school in Altadena, just as she did as a child.
We never talked about it before. I guess it just hadn't come up, but my school was destroyed in the Oakland Berkeley Hills fire when I was in sixth grade. And I talked to them about how the community pulled together.
The Supreme Court takes up a major First Amendment case this morning, pitting age verification laws for online pornography against adults' rights to view the explicit material. More confirmation hearings today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who has been tapped to be the next Secretary of State. This is ABC News.